USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. and China have called off their trade battle for the time being. The big meeting with President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping didn't result in a trade agreement, but the two leaders did declare a ceasefire while still holding their stance on trade. President Trump said afterward that he wouldn't impose a 25% tariff on the rest of Chinese imports to the United States, standing firm on the $200 billion worth currently.
I guess $350 billion left, which could be taxed or could be tariffed, and we're not doing that. We're going to work with China where we left off.
More trade talks will resume in the coming weeks. President Trump is now in South Korea. Earlier, he tweeted he was willing to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and shake his hand at the demilitarized zone between the two Koreas. This is USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront detail to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
The former New York City Police Department detective who appeared before Congress 2 weeks ago seeking funds for 9/11 victims has died. USA's John Clemens reports.
Luis Alvarez, who served 20 years as a U.S. Marine, then with the NYPD, had spent 3 months at Ground Zero after 9/11, has died from cancer at the age of 53. Alvarez appeared on Capitol Hill on June 11th, seeking funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
You all said you would never forget. Well, I'm here to make sure that you don't.
In a statement from his family, they declared, "We told him at the end that he had won his battle by the many lives he had touched." I'm John Clemens.
Missouri's only abortion clinic will remain open until at least August. That ruling from a Missouri commissioner who said there's a likelihood that the clinic will prevail in its license fight with the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A federal judge has blocked $2.5 billion in spending for the Trump administration's border wall. U.S. District Court Judge Haywood Gillum Jr. of the Northern District of California ruled Friday that President Trump's attempt to shift $2.5 billion from the Department of Defense towards the border project was unlawful. Construction of the border wall using funds was otherwise set to begin as early as this Monday. The decision stems from a pair of lawsuits, including one the Civil Liberties Union filed on behalf of the Sierra Club and the Southern Border Communities Coalition, arguing that the president abused his emergency powers by declaring a national emergency in February to fund the border wall. The other was filed by the state of California, as well as 19 other states. During a news conference in Tokyo, the president blasted the decision, saying they'll appeal it right away. A stormy pattern will persist across the north-central United States, with rounds of severe weather expected through Sunday. Hot, humid air centered over the nation's midsection will continue to provide fuel for violent thunderstorms to develop, intensify, and maintain their strength for dozens of miles. Late this past week, Montana and portions of the Midwest were hit with hail and wind damage from severe storms. Anyone with plans to be outside this weekend in that area should make sure they keep a close eye to the sky and get indoors if they hear thunder. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.